zchus to Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. And the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil and not getting distracted by silly Americans.
That's right. Write that down, sir.
So the Reb Moshe Feinstein adds in a fascinating twist to this discussion of inedible chametz that actually has extreme practical ramifications, and actually gives an interesting window into post-prohibition limitations on alcohol consumption from the U.S. government. So prohibition might actually still be in a practice behind the scenes. So Moshe Feinstein, in a responsum in the 60s, he discussed an interesting concept. So many alcohol-based rubbing alcohols or medicinal applications, practically speaking, a dog wouldn't get near them. So one would easily reach the conclusion that such an item is not a problem on Pesach, to own and whatnot. We'll discuss in the coming days applying it to one's skin, and that's a whole separate discussion, but let's just speak about this inedible for the dog question. Moshe Feinstein says there's a popularly known fact that those that are in the know can take alcohol that has been denatured, which is a whole scientific process of making it unfit for consumption, and easily revert it back to making it edible even for man. And this is not just a scientific simple process, but is actually done, and it's in the news. This is a sefer that was written maybe 10 years ago. He quotes some news stories of some kids and people and soldiers that, you know, they need to get their hands on some alcohol. They take the rubbing alcohol and apply a little of this and a little of that, and they can make l'chaim, and it's fine. So based on that, Reb Moshe reaches the conclusion that such an item that can be easily reconstituted to be even edible for man, even if it's an original state, was not edible for dogs, is prohibited on Pesach. And therefore, that is one of the reasons why, when it comes to these alcohol-based products, even though one would presume it's not fit for a dog, actually takes a very different conclusion. And we'll discuss this more in the coming days, but it's just interesting. He also says that the U.S. government actually requires that all non-consumable alcohol-based beverages become denatured in order to, for a number of reasons. And one of them is in order to avoid overuse of intoxicating beverages. Have a wonderful day.
Good start.